As the main organiser of today, how has it gone for you? Has it been busier or quieter than you expected? And has it been really positive? Are you sort of buzzing?
Oh, I think it's really brilliant today. You know, what we've done here is showcased, you know, what's available for vegans and how easy it is to be vegan in the East Midlands. There's loads of companies here with so many products for vegans, from vegan cruelty-free toiletries through to veggie burgers, and food stalls, as well as book stalls and speakers as well. We've had a really brilliant event. We've had well over 2,000 people attend the event. And I think it just, you know, suggests to people that veganism is on the up and it's a diet that is increasing in popularity.
So will it be happening again, same kind of time and place next year?
Oh, hopefully, and that'll be our fifth vegan festival next year if it happens, and I'm sure it will. We've got a lot of positive response from people, and obviously people are thinking about the vegan diet nowadays for the three main different reasons: for animal welfare reasons, for climate change reasons, and for health reasons, you know, wanting to avoid saturated fats and dairy products.
Andrew Mills, and I'm one of the proprietors at the Screaming Carrot. We're a fairly unique because we're a vegan bakery, perhaps one of the, if not one of the smallest, probably the smallest in the country. We specialise in making pasties, and they range. We have about 11 different flavours from oh my goodness, I'm going to stop talking now. You'll have to edit that bit out. So we have 11 different flavours of pasty. And I don't know, we also do a range of vegan cakes as well, one or two of which are gluten-free. Stop.
How's it going for you today?
It's going incredibly well today. We were sold out of pasties by about 1 o'clock, and now we're just running our cakes out. So yes, it's been a very good event for us today, and it's really nice to be out meeting people and making contact with other people in the vegan world.
You're representing the student vegetarian group. What are you up to today, and what kind of stuff does your group get up to generally?
Well, first and foremost, we're just about letting people know that we exist, first and foremost, which is part of the battle, I think. As a group, we try and be as broad as possible, so we offer somewhere that people can come and enjoy social events. We do regular meals out, but we also want to offer somewhere where people can have, you know, intellectual debate on the ethics, or perhaps get active with kind of demonstrations and other kind of animal rights issues if that's what they want. We also campaign on campus for better vegan and vegetarian options for students.
Typically, what kind of options have the students got at the moment, and how could they be improved?
Students at the moment, if they're vegetarian, are fairly all right, in as much as there'll be something they can eat, albeit not the best cuisine in the world. For vegans, there are very limited options, unfortunately, and what's worse, there's a very real lack of transparency in food labelling. To this end, we're in discussions with Nottingham Hospitality. This far, I've been very kind and cooperative, thankfully. They're going to be, starting from January, 2 main meals and 3 soup options available on campus for all vegans, with hopes for perhaps further developments in the future.
So if anyone listening to this who's not at Nottingham University but has a canteen in their workplace or university and they're struggling, what advice would you give them?
I think first and foremost, get in touch with the Vegan Society to speak to Colm or Rob at the Vegan Society, both of which have been incredibly helpful to our work and are more than happy. Or if they want to make contact with Glasgow University, who were the first university to receive vegan accreditation, that would be a good starting point as well. Or failing that, they can find more information on a national group's website, which is www.studentsagainstanimalcruelty.org.uk, or they can get in touch with me for advice too, which is alex@studentsagainstanimalcruelty.org.uk.
Cheers, thanks. You're representing the student vegetarian group. What are you up to today, and what kind of stuff does your group get up to generally?
Well, first and foremost, we're just about letting people know that we exist, first and foremost, which is part of the battle, I think. As a group, we try and be as broad as possible, so we offer somewhere that people can come and enjoy social events. We do regular meals out, but we also want to offer somewhere where people can have, you know, intellectual debate on the ethics, or perhaps get active with kind of demonstrations and other kind of animal rights issues if that's what they want. We also campaign on campus for better vegan and vegetarian options for students.
Typically, what kind of options have the students got at the moment, and how could they be improved?
Students at the moment, if they're vegetarian, are fairly all right, in as much as there'll be something they can eat, albeit not the best cuisine in the world. For vegans, there are very limited options, unfortunately, and what's worse, there's a very real lack of transparency in food labelling. To this end, we're in discussions with Nottingham Hospitality. Thus far, I've been very kind and cooperative, thankfully. They're going to be, starting from January, 2 main meals and 3 soup options available on campus for all vegans, with hopes for perhaps further developments in the future.
So if anyone listening to this who's not at Nottingham University but has a canteen in their workplace or university and they're struggling, what advice would you give them?
I think first and foremost, get in touch with the Vegan Society to speak to Colm or Rob at the Vegan Society, both of which have been incredibly helpful to our work and are more than happy. Or if they want to make contact with Glasgow University, who were the first university to receive vegan accreditation, that would be a good starting point as well. Or failing that, they can find more information on a national group's website, which is www.studentsagainstanimalcruelty.org.uk, or they can get in touch with me for advice too, which is alex@studentsagainstanimalcruelty.org.uk. Cheers, thanks.
You've been vegan for absolutely ages in Nottingham, and this event started 4 years ago and you've been quite heavily involved in all of them. How do you feel that things have grown and changed over the years? So when you first got involved with veggies, let's try that, how were things different then to now?
Well, I think the vegan message now has replaced and overtaken the vegetarian message, which back in the day was itself seen quite cranky. But the great thing about the vegan campaigns, it's progressed by such leaps and bounds. It kind of skipped the cranky stage and went straight to being sensible and mainstream and the obvious thing to do if you're concerned about things like animals and the environment and producing enough food for people by not wasting it, by feeding it to animals first. All these kind of issues have become just common sense in terms of promoting a vegan diet. So with these kind of events, these vegan fairs and vegan festivals that we travel to all around the country, it's great just to find ordinary people coming off the street, regular people coming in and not having to tell them what and why vegan is, but just having to show them how exciting the food can be.
Right, there used to be a veggie burger store for many years, didn't there, on Clinton Street, but that closed down a few years back because there was no longer enough demand, because veggie burgers have now become so mainstream that people can get them everywhere. Do you find things like that are a kind of a mixed blessing? Do you see them as a kind of victory?
It's obviously got to be a good thing that regular restaurants, ordinary restaurants, are selling vegan food, and that vegan food is available these days in pubs and clubs and bars and even schools and council venues and such like all often have vegan food available now. We're still very keen on seeking out pure vegan caterers where we can, and it's good to have fairs like this where vegans in business can support each other, because they're the ones that are doing it because they believe in it and will have the honesty to their message and won't kind of pop people off with something which might not quite be as vegan as it might claim on the label. You still do have to be careful about some of the claims made by supermarkets and some restaurants that aren't totally 100% about what they're doing. But for many people, they see their veganism just as an extension to their other concerns, and so they're not finicky about it. They don't have to be 100% totally resolute, so long as they're doing their best to reduce animal suffering and to reduce waste and pollution, all these other things, then it's a step in the right direction. So people don't have to kind of beat themselves up about it if they occasionally digress from the straight and narrow. So having ordinary restaurants that can satisfy vegans as well has got to be a good thing.
Okay. You're a long-term vegan and cyclist and green campaigner, and you've been involved in all of these events. How's it going for you today? What are you up to, and how do you think this festival has grown and evolved over the years?
Hello Ronnie, what I'm up to today, I've been prepping in the kitchen and keeping busy. We arrived here at the crack of dawn this morning, and it's great to see so many people displaying their wares and members of the public trying vegan food for the first time. There are a lot of vegetarians, more now than there ever have been before, and in the past it was strange to be a vegetarian, and that's now quite accepted to be a vegetarian. And veganism, to be a vegan, is more accepted now than it was perhaps 10 years ago. There are more companies making vegan food, specific vegan-run businesses owned by vegan proprietors. So things have changed a lot.
How do you think this festival helps contribute to the movement? You know, how do you think people... Do you think people come here not knowing what to expect and go away really educated?
Some people come knowing half or some of the issues, and it's related to green issues, alternative scene. It's alternative because it's not mainstream. The mainstream is promoting the dairy industry, the meat industry, fishing and farming, and that's, there's a lot of money in that, so that's promoted. And we're trying to promote an alternative, which hopefully one day may become mainstream. And related to that is cycling, which I'm a great passionate advocate for, because it incorporates transport and fitness, health, exercise, and just commuting, and it's fun. And a lot of people I know who cycle are vegetarian as well, which just proves you don't need meat to be strong.
Hi, just interested to know why you're here today, whether you've been enjoying it, whether you're here because you're vegan already, or whether you want to find stuff out, or whether you're just curious.
I thought it was a meat festival actually, and I'm quite disappointed. No, I'm not a vegan or vegetarian, but I do like vegetarian food, and I just came because Christmas is nearby and there've been some natural products, and there's lots of nice freebies as well. People making food and giving it away for free.
So have you been enjoying it then?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I bought a cake.
Okay, thanks. Hi, what's your name? Are you enjoying yourself today? And just curious about why you're here and whether you found it educational or interesting?
Education, yeah. It's been educational, actually, on a few stores, you know, giving you the background to how products have, you know, been gotten from animals, you know, the cruelty side. So I've signed a lot of petitions. But yeah, it's very good for, you know, educating people and making them aware of what's going on, even for those people who aren't vegetarian or vegan and aware of, you know, the issues and stuff. So it's very good for that. And to sign petitions anyway, you know, local petitions that you're not aware of and, this sort of festival does. But yes, and it's good to come and, you know, buy products I can't normally buy, you know, in town. You know, that's, they've got websites, you have to buy on websites, so that's really good. So yeah, I've had a good day. I've been here most of the day. Yes.
Okay, nice one.
Hi Elsa, you're doing this cake stall today. Yeah, it is recording. What's the response from people been? Because they're pretty gorgeous looking cakes. And also, I mean, how did you think of doing the stall?
So, my company's called Pop My Cherry, and I specialise in doing vegan cakes. And I was really inspired by a talk I heard by Ronnie a few years ago at the Vegan Festival. And that's when I started making vegan cakes. That's when Ronnie started talking about how you didn't need eggs to make them rise. And she said, you know, go home, try it, and you'll see that they'll still rise and still taste as delicious. And I really didn't believe it. And in spite, I went home, made it, and I took it out of the oven and was really surprised. And that's just changed my whole attitude about how you source ingredients and how you can make cruelty-free cakes. And my main ethos is to bring cruelty-free cakes to the wider community of Nottingham. So I sell to mainstream cafe bars and restaurants in town, like the Broadway. And a lot of the time people don't know they're actually vegan, they're sold on the bar. And yeah, and today I've been selling them to, it's the first time I've been selling them because I've only been set up 3 months. And it's been really great watching people actually eat the cakes, and they're all really surprised that they're vegan. And yeah, they just love them. And a lot of people have been asking lots of questions about generally about veganism, which is really great because you can answer them as well, about milk and Bourbon biscuits, whether they're vegan, and about socializing with other vegans and lots of things like that.
You're from Nottingham CND and you've been to every one of these events. How are you finding it today, and how's the public response to the stall been?
Actually, the response to the stall has been absolutely fantastic, especially the petition. In fact, this is against petitions against Trident replacements. We've had a lot of positive comments, and people have actually been signing it far more than what would have been outside. So I think a lot of people who have actually come to this vegan festival actually think about all things in general. They're involved and they think about what's happening in the world rather than what's happening in their own little lives. They're far more broad-minded and prepared to think about what's going on. Yes, and also we found the Christmas cards have gone down very well today.
Do you see a big connection between vegan ethics of, you know, worrying about climate change and animal cruelty and the peace movement?
Yes, we both want to see the planet actually survive, and we're both very worried about what's happening on the planet today, the fact of all the carbon, we're prepared to spend about 225+ billion pounds on weapons of mass destruction, which they say they're not prepared to use. And this money could actually be used in order to help maintain the rainforests and things like that. There's a lot of things we could actually be thinking about, like health, education, people's future, the young people's future. And this is what I feel the money should be going into, rather than spending the money on what they say they never want to ever use. It's just, to me, absolutely crazy. It's just power mad. And
have you had any particularly interesting conversations here today, or what's the response been to your store?
Well, I've had a very good day. I tend to come to these kinds of festivals to help people go vegan or stay vegan. And very interesting, after my talk, there was a lady there who was considering going vegan but hadn't understood about the cruelty in the dairy industry. And there was another young man who was told he had to have dairy for health reasons, and they've both changed their minds and are now looking at, well, basically they've been persuaded to go vegan. I've managed to find a couple of local Nottingham people who've offered to help with vegan buddies, appointed people to the Sumac Centre, which surprisingly not everybody in Nottingham knows about, and they should do because it's by far and away the best venue. And I was just this minute speaking to a teacher who's using a lot of the materials she's picked up here today for the social curriculum at her school. She's getting the kids to do a radio programme on veggie vegan issues.
I'm Roger Swain, and I'm representing the Hunt Saboteurs Association at this vegan festival. We're here really to get like-minded people and inform them about what's going on in the blood sports scene. Hunting is still going on. It's illegal. No one's enforcing it. And we're trying to get some petitions and pressure the people in power to do something about it.
Okay, so if anyone listening to this is interested in getting involved in hunt subbing, who should they speak to? Where should they go? Is there a website?
If this is a sort of nationally monitored, then your best bet is to go to www.huntsabs.org.uk. We're the local Nottingham and Derby group. You can contact us if you go to the website www.derbysabs.org.
Thanks very much.